this came up for the search. It's Jerusalem Cricket, Child of the Earth Spider. So this is actually what popped up when I was typing in Jerusalem Cricket, and I just want you guys to get your eyes on it and that you guys actually see it with your own eyes. Jerusalem Cricket, Child of the Earth. And so that's just another name for this particular insect. Let me show you some real quick. There is that Jerusalem cricket right there. You see the appendage right there like a katydid. This is so disturbing that unless you knew the truth, and the truth I'm talking about is the one where Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I am talking about a truth that's so profound, it makes sense of the entire world and everything in it. That's a pretty big statement. I guarantee I can back it up. Guarantee. Okay, why is the Vatican a snake? Why is there another snake that's birthing out of the Vatican, and that snake that's birthing out of it is called Audience Hall? That was the beginning of a race of beings called the serpent race, and that race would breed with God's angels that were willing to come into the system and take on those bodies, and the souls of all those angels that go to the pit become locusts from the pit. Let me show you real quick in the Bible. So when the pit opens up, it says there came smoke out of the pit and then locusts upon the earth right there. And the locusts, they have the power of scorpions of the earth. And then it says, and the shapes of the locusts were like horses preparing under battle. They had faces like men. They had hair like women, teeth like lion, stingers like scorpions, and the sound of their wings was as many horses rushing into battle. But, and the shapes of the locusts right here, the shape, the word is right here, homoima, and it says a form to assimilate. So the locusts that come out of the pit, it says the locusts that have the ability to sting men, and men will seek death and will not find it. They'll desire to die, but death will flee from them. And it says those locusts have tails like scorpions, and they had a king over them. They're the king. This is their god. And that king, their god's name is Apollyon. It says it right here. And Apollyon is Satan. So if I click on Apollyon, it's Satan. So here it is again. The locusts from the pit have a king that rules over them. And their god and their king is Apollyon. And if you click on Apollyon, that is Satan. Here is a doctor in a gynecological, hopefully I said that word right, exam. And this person, which is a Lady Gaga impersonator, has her legs up in stirrups, or feet up in stirrups. And this guy pulls out a Jerusalem cricket. You can see it. And it's upside down and it's covered with mucus. And he pulls it out of Lady Gaga, and this is in the Dee Enford Fatty Fatty Boom Boom video. And he holds it upside down after pulling it out, and then Lady Gaga goes, oh my God. And he turns it the other way, and it's right side up now. Because the God that formed the serpent race, it's a humanoid serpent race that uses the host body system as a means to destroy God's angels. That's what the whole Bible, the whole world is about. Lucifer trying to destroy God's angels. And the weapon he's using is the host body system. This is the biggest reveal probably in the history of the world. I didn't do it. The Lord God gave it to me. It's a gift. I get no credit for it. No accolades. All the glory goes to El, the Almighty God. Jesus is Emmanuel. So let's watch this real quick. So let me show you that everything I show you is accurate. And then I'm going to go to a folder real quick. Here we go. So.
Oh my God.
Okay, so then again, after he takes it out, you'll see it's upside down. And now the next scene, they have a camera from the exact opposite direction, and he's taking it out of her. By the way, the name Gaga, I understand the way the serpent race communicates. Her name is G-A-G-A, 7171 in the Bible. If you look up that number in the Bible, I'll show you right now. The word itself in the book of Jeremiah is destruction. So 7171 in the Bible. The word is keretz. See right here, keretz, 7171. The meaning means in the sense of nipping, and it is formed, and it comes from Aramaic, a biting insect right there. See, a biting insect, example, gadfly. And it's in Jeremiah 46:20. It says, a gadfly cometh from the north. But the word gadfly is destruction. So in Jeremiah 46:20, it says, Egypt is like a very fair heifer. It means a very beautiful woman. But destruction, and here's the word gaga. See, Hebrew word 7171 would be G-A-G-A. Destruction cometh. It cometh out of the north. So I'll click on that, and it says extirpation as if by constriction, and the word is karetz, and let me show you, it also intersects that word wink, which shows the enemies of God's wink their eye, but it's right here, a biting insect. See it? A gadfly cometh from the north. And then again, I'll go back to Jeremiah, and the word gadfly is destruction. And here is Lady Gaga birthing an insect, or I guess they're doing an abortion because they're pulling it out.
Oh my God.
So she calls it God. Well, there's only one God of insects. That's Satan. Satan is the God of the locust from the pit. I just showed you Revelation 9. And he is the king of the twin system. Satan runs the twin system. That's why everybody in the whole thing we call the earth, the reason you're in trouble is because there's a double you. There's a good you and there's a bad you. You are the tree of the knowledge of good, which comes from up, and evil, which comes from down. God and Satan, angel and demon in the same host body, up and down, like a set of twins. What do you think they bombed the Twin Towers on? 9/11, Revelation 9/11. That's why, because it bears witness to the angel of the bottomless pit. So if we go to Revelation 9, I'll just do this very quickly. Revelation 9, verse 11. The locusts from a pit, so it says in the shapes of the locusts right here, and the shapes of the locusts right here, and then it says, and the locusts, and they had a king over them. The locust had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. In Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath the name Apollyon, which is Satan. So there's no doubt that Lady Gaga, when she says, oh my God, the insect she's referring to,
oh my God,
she's referencing birthing one of Satan's children. Insects from the pit. It's a locust. It's called a Jerusalem cricket. I believe the one they used for the video. And a Jerusalem cricket is also called a child of the earth. And because, see, we're heavenly beings. I'm a heavenly being. I was trapped in a host body, and here I am.
I hear this all the time. If God is so good, why is there so much evil in the world? Why do so many bad things happen to even good people? And the answer is this. When you really take a deeper study of God's word, you find out that the world isn't what we've been taught. We're born into death and condemnation. We've taken that fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We all have. And the fruit is the fruit of the womb. You're a spiritual, eternal being. that took on a mortal, dying, decaying physical form. We've made ourselves our own God. We worship ourselves. We made ourselves our own king, judge, and magistrate, rather than our creator, rather than Christ. And like any good parent, you don't want to see your children suffer. He forbid us to do this, but he gave us free will, and we've went astray like sheep led to the slaughter. And we were birthed into a physical form, and now, but this was all for a purpose, for his own purpose, to teach us, as any good parent would do, right from wrong, good from evil, love from hate, all these things, by experiencing it in this physical form. And unless we turn back to him before our bodies pass away and dissolve into dust, then we'll be eternally separated from him, which is the second death. So turn back to our Lord and Savior while we still can, and Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, first and last and only physical representation of God himself, who came here to reveal the truth to us, that we all belong to him, we're all his children, and he wants us to return home. So there's that. Love and respect everybody. There's only two types of people in the world, saved and lost. And our duty is to wake up, not be woke, which belongs to this world, but be awakened spiritually, born again of the Spirit, reconnected back to God. Our bodies are the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the abode of light and darkness. So there's that. Don't follow your own bestial, carnal, physical nature like a wild animal that is just self-serving and trying to please ourselves. We're to serve our fellow man out of love for one another. So there's that. All right, God bless you. I hope this wakes some people up, because the truth is being revealed. It is almost time to go home. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye.
A few months ago, a viewer of ours, Kimberly Firth, sent some footage of a strange shadow that was captured by her home security camera inside the bedroom. Take a look. Well, now, yet more eerie footage is being captured inside of Firth's home, this time while she was sleeping. Take a look. It's a little after 3 a.m. when you can see what appears to be a hand wave past the bed. It's quite brief, so here it is, slowed down. It even seems to make Firth stir in her sleep. Pairing the two pieces of footage together certainly does make you wonder what's going on here. Could the home really be haunted by something? We'll have to wait and see if more creepy footage emerges.
Hey everyone, hey my dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Natasha Thomas is a famous singer. Seen here, no symbolism as far as I can tell. In her social media, she posts this: the third eye is illuminated, right? How much of the world has done this? There are people, there are Christians that think this is a way to connect with God. Open your third eye. It is not. It is demonic. It is a practice that no Christian or no person in general should do. Along with that, very clearly doing the 666 pose over her eye for the eye of Horus. Horus is just another name for Satan. There's a lot of deception in this world, brothers and sisters. It seems to not, it's just never ending, right? This famous person too, and remember, it's definitely musicians, singers, and movie stars, but it's just like regular, quote-unquote, normal people as well. It's just, you know? So brothers and sisters, keep in mind that we're another day closer today to redemption, to going home. God bless you, everyone.
I broke my leg.
Power got on the broken bone. Power got on the broken bone. In G. There it is. There it is. There it is. Okay, move your ankle. How's that?
It feels better.
Feels good, does it? Come on, stand up. How's that feel?
It feels okay.
Sorry?
It feels okay. It feels okay.
I'll go for a walk. Up you go. Someone say, praise the Lord. What do you think about that?
It's good.
It's good. Any pain?
No. I used to feel like there was something, whenever I tried to put any weight on it, like there was a bone that I could feel on my ankle, but I don't feel it anymore. I still have my cast, but
show the camera your cast.
Just feel the power of God. Jesus is here.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. That's your skin being healed. That's the condition coming out of your skin. Coming out, coming out, coming out, coming out. In Jesus' name. It's coming out, it's coming out, it's coming out in Jesus' mighty name. You're free. What happened?
I just felt the power. I'm not itching anymore. It's just all gone.
You're not itching anymore. It's gone.
No, it's gone. It left me.
What's your pain level out of 10, would you say, right now on your heel?
About a seven.
About a seven. And I see you got extra hardware here. So we're going to pray for you, and God's going to get rid of that. So do you want to just point at his heel? And just say, heal?
Heal.
Be healed.
Be healed.
You don't even have to pray. Let her do it. So it's okay. It's okay. It's good. Be healed. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All pain, I command you to go.
All pain, I command you to go.
Now. And just wait for a second. There we go. Now, do you feel any sensation at all in your leg or heel? Just be very honest. It doesn't matter if you do or you don't. All right? Now, strange as it seems, I want you to move your heel around a bit and tell me what your pain level is.
I don't feel none right now.
You don't feel none right now? But you just did a second ago, no?
Yeah, it's like when I walk on it.
Okay, try it. Try it out. Okay, be very honest with me. What's going on?
I don't feel nothing.
Okay, you want to try it without your cane and see what happens? It's up to you. Okay, give it a go. Stop clowning around. So what's going on, bro?
I don't really feel nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know why that happened? Do you know why that happened just now? Jesus, that's right. Jesus loves you and he's real. Have you ever asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and become a follower of Jesus?
Not lately.
Okay. Did you want to ask him to forgive you?
I did that before.
Yeah? So I feel like God's doing this to show you that he loves you and he wants you to come close. And in the Bible, they ask Peter, checking it out, eh? Well, how's it going?
Going all right. That's my son.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, he ain't into Jesus, I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not big money, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't buy what we just did.
Yeah.
No. Look at him, look at him. He's dancing. Go ahead, dance. Do that again. Check it out.
Hey, I gotta go to work. You want to do it?
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to give you my card, and you got to roll. But, and then we'll talk to you. I'll tell you later if you want to become a... if you want to become a disciple of Jesus, we'll show you how.
Like steps to what it truly means to be saved.
Thank y'all. Right. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I went back out.
Okay. Look who's still. Now you got the cane. Now the first time we prayed for someone and they only got a little pain reduction. You said, "Oh, I felt discouraged." Okay, and I said, just hold on, it's going to be fine. The next person we pray for, no pain. He was dancing around a second ago. It's Jesus. Okay, he's got to go. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. God bless.
Okay, thanks.
See ya. Okay, look at this. Walking away without his cane. Look at that, guys.
Take me to you.